Oh, hello there, and welcome to another episode of Crichton's Chit-Chat Chums, where I sit down and have a little chit-chat with a humanoid. And this week's guest is very special to me. He's a writer, an occasional actor, and sometimes TV presenter called, now this is complicated for someone like me, Robert Llewellyn. Welcome, Robert.
Oh, hello, Crichton. Hi.
Well, it's very nice to meet you, sir. Now, I am fascinated by the multiplicity of things that you attempt to do in your small humanoid life.
Oh, it's not that much, really. You know, just here and there, I sort of diddle about.
Diddle about. Such a charming humanoid term. Anyway, you have written a book, which I believe is titled The Man in the Rubber Mask.
Well, yeah, I mean, I originally wrote it, probably getting on for 20 years ago. Can't believe it's that long.
Well, it's not necessarily that long, Robert. It's all relative. 20 years of Earth time is a mere blink in the eye of the heavens.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. You've got to see the big picture, haven't you?
Always look at the big picture, Robert.
So, yeah, so I wrote this book in about 1992, 93, about my experiences on Red Dwarf at the time. It had been quite a life-changing experience getting involved, getting covered in rubber. Yeah, working with a cast, lots of long days, hot long days in makeup, quite hard.
I don't think you need to go on about that much.
Well, no. And trying to remember lines, I'm never very good at remembering lines, and, I used to forget them. It was embarrassing.
Mm. Yes, well, I think that we should just brush over that, Robert. Now, so this book then was published by a publisher, and it was produced by cutting down trees, mashing up the wood into a pulp, rolling the pulp out on big roller beds, and then cutting it up into small pieces, and then printing with ink on those small pieces of paper, and then gluing them all together into a little folder that you called a book. Is that correct?
Yes, that does. You make it sound quite sort of old-fashioned.
It is old-fashioned.
Yes, I know. Yeah, no, so a very old-fashioned book, yes, and it was for sale in a thing that was called bookshops.
Bookshops. How very quaint.
Yes, bookshops were where these books were sold. And so a lot of people came along when I was touring and promoting the book back in probably about 93, 94. And lots of books were sold, and I've signed lots of them, and they still exist, they're still around. So, but then, I just thought that was the end of it. And then, sort of, more recently, then it sort of all come back. Red Dwarf's kind of re-emerged.
Red Dwarf has re-emerged. It's almost like it has emerged through a black hole, a rend in the fabric of space-time.
Well, in a way, it is a bit like that, yes. I suppose it has kind of just come back out of the blue. And so I thought I may as well update the book, but I didn't want to just, publish it again as a paper book where, as you explained, you saw down the trees
and pulp them up and roll them out with big, hot, steamy rollers. I'd love to see one of those machines.
Yeah, they are cool, actually. I have seen one of them.
You've seen one of those big, pulpy, wood-churning machines that make paper?
Yes, I have. Yes, I did a series in Crichton. I did a series called How Do They Do It? And I think one of those episodes dealt with a large paper mill.
How absolutely fascinating. What a wonderfully interesting life you've led. I think most of the time you've been doing things like that, I've been watching Mr. Lister's underpants spinning round in a large industrial washing machine.
Oh, what make of washing machine is that?
It's the Whirlpool 120. It's a truly wonderful machine with a very high spin speed.
Is that right? I love a good high spin speed. Anyway, so this time I'm not going to put the book out as a paper book.
Ooh, I dare say one or two old schoolers will be sad about that.
Well, they might be, but it's just too much hassle. So I'm releasing it as an audio book using this very same channel, Audioboo.
Oh, you use Audioboo as well as me, do you?
Yes, I do. Excuse me. I've just had a rather nasty summer cough.
Oh, that must be most unpleasant.
Yes, it's not been very nice. Anyway, I'm better now. And so I'm releasing it as an audiobook and as an e-book.
Well, you made a funny face when you said e then.
Well, it's just because I'm not really used to it. I am a bit old school myself. So, I just, there's book and then there's just nothing.
There is a book and then there's nothing.
I'm sorry. I've gotten slightly mad, Crichton. That's just too deep. There's a book and then there's nothing. What's happened? I've gone slightly mad. I think you probably have, Mr. Llewellyn. Anyway, so this book is available through online outlets. Is that correct? Am I getting the basic gist of what you're trying to get across? Yes, that's right, Crichton. It is a book, an e-book that will be available on the iBook Store, so you can read it on your iPad. Whenever you use these terms like iBook and iPad, you make a funny face. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get used to it. When you just download them, and then you can read them on that. But it'll also be available on Amazon as a Kindle book. Robert, try saying Kindle without pulling a funny face. Oh, okay. Kindle. No, you still did it. Sorry. Kindle. Just about. Okay, so this book will be available. And will it be up to date? Will the readers know the very latest news about the very latest Red Dwarf that's absolutely the very latest? They certainly will, but not until the series has been broadcast. I'm not going to release a book that has loads of spoilers in it for the new series of Red Dwarf. Oh, there's a new series of Red Dwarf. I wasn't informed of that. Yes, there is. There's a new series of Red Dwarf which starts on Dave in the UK and internationally on many other channels all around the world, sometime in the autumn of 2012. 2012, that's such a long, long time ago. How wonderful to hear a voice from the year 2012. Marvellous. Thank you very much, Robert. That's all we've got time for. Oh, really? I mean, I could carry on talking for a long time if you want. No, really. I've heard quite enough. I am now going to get out the proverbial smeg hammer and spend the rest of the evening chipping away at a certain gentleman's gussets. Until next time, toodly pipsky. The first sections of the Man in the Rubber Mask audiobook are available now on audioboo.fm/channel/rubbermask. And that costs, the first two chapters are free, and then the rest of the book costs, I think, $4.99, and there's nearly all of it up there already, but the last few chapters aren't there yet, but they will be very soon. That's all. I'm just saying that, just in case you're interested. And the Kindle e-book, a Kindle book and the e-book. Why are you saying those words with a funny face? Yeah, shut up. Don't tell me to shut up. Sorry, Crichton. That was very rude of me. Sorry, no. I'm going to... Anyway, yeah, they won't be available until, I guess, just before Christmas. So I'll maybe do another chat with Crichton near the time. Oh, will you? What, you're just going to invite yourself onto my show? I decide who comes on my show. I might not want you on there. Oh, I'm going to go and mop the downstairs toilet. Crichton, just shut up. Oh, he's gone. He's gone now. He's gone off in a sulk. Oh, look at the waddle. That is a ridiculous walk. Nobody walks like that. Anyway, that's enough.